In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's parable is the last parable recorded in the Gospels. But from the look of things, this final parable in the Gospels is the heaviest, most fearful parable of all. If you don't feed Jesus, or welcome Jesus, or clothe Jesus, or visit Jesus, if you don't do these things in this earthly life, then there will come a time when he might well say to you or say to me, "I am very sorry, but we cannot be together any longer." You notice he does not say that he never loved you. And not, "I never died for you." And certainly not, "I never wanted you." But simply, Jesus says today, "You did not want me because you did not want them, the least of these, my brothers." With this hard saying, this fearful parable, we need to be careful this morning. Careful not to turn this good shepherd into a wolf, or this merciful God into a wrathful judge, because that is not what this parable is about at all. What this parable is about is a loving, compassionate Jesus who wants nothing more than to have all of you, every last one of you, and frankly, every last person in all the world, at home for Pascha, a Pascha that will have no end. But Jesus is also not a fool. Jesus knows that there are some in the world, and sadly even in the church, who will outright reject him. There are still others, and this is really the saddest case. There are still others who might well appear to be faithful Christians, saying their prayers and fasting their fasts and doing all of their good orthodox deeds. And yet, as the door is about to be shut, just as the master is about to pour a glass of wine for a toast, just as he is about to begin a party that will have no end, he will say to you, or possibly to me, "I would love to have you here. But when I said, 'Follow me,' you stayed behind. And when I said, 'Love your neighbor,' you only loved yourself." And that is a problem, of course, because all throughout the scriptures, when Jesus resurrects people, when he brings them back to life, when he gives them a fresh start, and when he forgives people, just as he has done with you and as he has done with me, he always does these good things so that you and I might live in service to him and to his church and to his world. And that is precisely the plea that Jesus is making in this parable for today. And yes, it is a plea. He is begging you. Today he is begging you and he is begging me to do one simple thing. To remember who you are. To remember who you are. To remember that you are his beloved. That he created you, that he dropped down from heaven for you, that he lived for you and suffered for you, that he had nails driven through his hands and his feet, all for you. To remember that he died for you and rose for you and ascended for you, that he baptized you and chrismated you and absolves you and he gives you to eat of his body and his blood. He is here again today, begging you to remember all that he has done for you and begging me to remember all that he has done for me. And by remembering, we might go out and do the same for others. Because when you and I begin to see the world and the church the way Jesus does, we become a different kind of people. And that is what he wants for all of us this Great Lent. Great Lent is a time to be changed, a time to become again the people that he created us and died for us to be. So take a good look around this temple today. Because Jesus is here. He is here and he is showing himself to be on everybody's side. There is no one left out in the church. And then I would encourage you to come back. Come back often. And during Great Lent, come back more often than before. There are plenty of services. But not just because it's good to be here for services, but because this is the only place in all the world, the only place where Jesus does for us week after week, service after service, what you and I cannot do for ourselves. This is the only place in all the world where he visits us and clothes us and welcomes us and feeds us. Yes, at the end of the day, guess what? You and I are the least of these his brethren. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.